Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, April 11th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. You may remember that we're in the section of Scripture where we're talking about Israel establishing a monarchy. And yesterday we talked about Saul being anointed as the king. Well, we're going to zoom through Scripture and see how Saul was rejected as king today. But I want to give you a couple of stories to remember in between when he was anointed and rejected. So there are several reasons why the Lord ultimately rejects him as king. First, he offers sacrifices himself when Samuel tells him, wait for me, I'll do the sacrificing of the offering. So he kind of tries to act himself as the priest when God has designated Samuel as the one to make the sacrifice. That's in chapter 13. Then in chapter 14, do you remember that story about Saul making a rash vow in battle? And he's like, nobody should eat anything until we finish this battle. And his son Jonathan didn't hear the rash vow, and he comes upon this honey, and he eats of the honey, and it replenishes his energy, and he's able to finish the battle. Well, Saul's rash vow was ultimately shut down by the Israelite warriors because they said, you cannot kill Jonathan. He's the one who has helped us to secure this battle with the Lord's help. And then third, we're going to read today about how Saul has an explicit command from Samuel to destroy the Amalekites in battle. And we're going to read about how that doesn't exactly happen. And so the one who has chosen Saul, our Lord, can also replace him. And that's what he's going to do. The thing I want you to think about is that what is measured here is adherence to God's laws. And so Saul is, he is measured not by his military prowess, but how much he obeys God's law. And I think that's important for us as well. Our success is not in material possessions or what the world can think about us, but our success is in obeying and following our Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Samuel said to Saul, I am the one the Lord sent to anoint you king over his people Israel. So listen now to the message from the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them and they came up from Egypt. Now go, attack the Amalekites and totally destroy all that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys. So Saul summoned the men and mustered them at Telaim, 200,000 foot soldiers and 10,000 from Judah. Saul went to the city of Amalek and set an ambush in the ravine. Then he said to the Kenites, go away, leave the Amalekites so that I do not destroy you along with them. For you showed kindness to all the Israelites when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites moved away from the Amalekites. Then Saul attacked the Amalekites all the way from Havilah to Shur, near the eastern border of Egypt. He took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive, and all his people he totally destroyed with the sword. But Saul and the army spared Agag, and the best of the sheep and cattle, the fat calves and lambs, everything that was good. These they were unwilling to destroy completely, but everything that was despised and weak, they totally destroyed. Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel. I regret that I have made Saul king, because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instructions. Samuel was angry, and he cried out to the Lord all that night. Early in the morning, Samuel got up and went to meet Saul, but he was told, Saul has gone to Carmel. There he has set up a monument in his own honor and has turned and gone down to Gilgal. When Samuel reached him, Saul said, The Lord bless you. I have carried out the Lord's instructions. But Samuel said, what then is the bleating of sheep in my ears? What is the lowing of cattle that I hear? Saul answered, the soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the best of the sheep and the cattle to sacrifice to the Lord your God, but we totally destroyed the rest. Enough, Samuel said to Saul. Let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night. Tell me, Saul replied. Samuel said, although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribe of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and he sent you on a mission, saying, go and completely destroy those wicked people, the Amalekites. Wage war against them until you have wiped them out. Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord? But I did obey the Lord, Saul said. I went on the mission the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought back Agag, their king. The soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God at Gilgal. But Samuel replied, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned. I violated the Lord's command and your instructions. I was afraid of the men, and so I gave in to them. Now I beg you, forgive my sin and come back with me so that I may worship the Lord. But Samuel said to him, I will not go back with you. You have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you as king over Israel. As Samuel turned to leave, Saul caught hold of the hem of his robe, and it tore. Samuel said to him, the Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to one of your neighbors, to one better than you. He who is the glory of Israel does not lie or change his mind, for he is not a human being, that he should change his mind. Saul replied, I have sinned, but please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel. Come back with me so that I may worship the Lord your God. So Samuel went back with Saul, and Saul worshiped the Lord. Then Samuel said, bring me Agag, king of the Amalekites. Agag came to him in chains, and he thought, surely the bitterness of death is past. But Samuel said, as your sword has made women childless, so will your mother be childless among women. And Samuel put Agag to death before the Lord at Gilgal. Then Samuel left for Ramah, but Saul went up to his home in Gibeah of Saul. Until the day Samuel died, he did not go to see Saul again, though Samuel mourned for him. And the Lord regretted that he made Saul king over Israel. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. We learn an important lesson today that obedience to the Lord's word is vital, that we must obey what he says. And as the Holy Spirit is speaking to us about what matters to God, may we be listening and open to what he has to say. I found it difficult when I read the part about everything needing to be destroyed in the battle. And I had to go back and get some context. Why was everything supposed to be destroyed? Well, there's a story in Deuteronomy 25, verses 17 through 19, where it talks about when the Israelites were coming out of Egypt, the Amalekites did not treat them with kindness. It says, when you were weary and worn out, they, meaning the Amalekites, met you on your journey and attacked all who were lagging behind because they had no fear of God. And then it says, when the Lord God gives you rest from all your enemies around you in the land he is giving you as an inheritance, you shall blot out the name of Amalek from under heaven. And then also in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 16 and 18, I think this is important for helping us to realize why everyone had to go. It says, however, in the cities of the nations of the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, do not leave alive anything that breathes. Completely destroy them, the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Verse 18, otherwise they will teach you to follow all the detestable things they do in worshiping their gods, and you will sin against the Lord your God. It still hurts to think about all these people being destroyed, but I think that the point for us is that we have to be drastic in our pursuit of eradicating our lives from evil. We all know that there are different areas of our lives where we struggle. And so the Lord is calling us to get rid of the things which bring us to the point of sin. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word, which reminds us that we are called to obedience. Help us, even when it's hard, to walk alongside you and follow in your ways. Holy Spirit, thank you for the nudges that you give us along the way, which remind us of what Jesus has taught us. It is more blessed to give than to receive, and we're called to lay up treasure in heaven, and you call us to a life of obedience, and we just pray, Lord, that you would help us along the journey. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your people. Please bless them today, I pray. Amen.